Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to a conversation. The show we got for you tonight, folks. Tonight on the conversation, I want to get into my doctors that I saw today and go through my health and all that stuff a little bit with you. Today we're going to talk about Michael Andretti, and he's a famous lawyer that Stormy Daniels now has to pay Trump's attorneys and all this crap. He can't win. He is supposedly going to make a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate thing. I want to get that. And he's ordered to pay one of his former law firm attorneys $5 million. A California judge ordered. He can't win. I want to get into Trump and his tax cut that he's going to give us, the middle class. Thank you, Trump. All kinds of stuff I want to get into. Also, I call it the bus load of people, you know, coming from Honduras and all that. The caravan, the Dodge caravan of people from Honduras coming here. Oh, wow. I mean, I think if the Democrats did start it, it's backfiring. I want to get into so much more. I want to get into Champions League action today and so much in the Trump rally last night. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you're a part of Jeremiah 1:5. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Think about that as you're going through your conversation today and you're going through your day to day and through the conversation and I got to get into this because Michael Andretti, he can't win. That Stormy Daniels attorney can't win. He's ordered to pay $4.8 million back to an attorney at his former law firm. He's having to pay for, well, not him. He's probably going to, who knows. It's funny because, you know, Trump got sued by her. She's going to have, and she got all this money collected and all this stuff from a GoFundMe page and all this, Stormy Daniels, and that money's probably going to have to go to back to Trump to pay for the...
his lawyer fees.
Lawyer fees. karma has a way of working itself out.
They can't handle it because he keeps winning.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Half the people that loved him now all of a sudden can't like him because he's a Republican. It's just one of those things that is going on in this world. They don't know what to do. He's successful. Okay, unemployment is down. Black unemployment is down. Hispanic unemployment. Asian unemployment is down. The stock market's doing wonderful. He's cutting regulations.
Obama trying to take credit.
Yeah. I didn't do that. And you didn't build that. You didn't make that. That's funny.
He is trying to take credit for Trump's economy.
Yeah.
I mean, those jobs were coming back.
Okay.
Under his watch. Okay, him and Trump had rallies on the same day, right? Trump had so many people there, they had to go outside the arena with big TVs, bring in food trucks, the whole nine yards, okay? Almost all of Texas was there. Obama, I don't even know if he had over 1,000 people, mentioned himself 92 times in his speech. A record for him.
That's my producer, ladies and gentlemen. I love her. But she's right. They had to move the rally last night like 4 times. And there's no place big enough. But, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, all they know is Trump sucks. Hate Trump. They don't know anything else. There are people that say, well, the millions and millions of dollars, steel is polluting and toxic. It shouldn't be brought back and all this. Now, I could kind of see that, but hey, it's jobs. It's.
I call BS on that, but that's me.
Yeah.
I'm not agreeing.
No, I'm not saying they're right. I could see that they could say, yeah, well, I could, you know, but I don't really believe it.
In his speech that wasn't even an hour long, Obama mentioned himself
92 times. Yep.
But yet Trump is all about himself? Really?
No.
How many times did he mention Americans and other people?
Yeah, that's the thing. Remember, like, and I've said this before, and conversation listeners know this one. What were they? My mom told me this. Did you watch the inauguration of, like, when John McCain lost and Obama gave the acceptance speech and he was nominated as president and he won the nomination? Do you remember what they were doing? I said they were chanting Obama, Obama. They weren't chanting USA, USA. It was like Kim Jong-un, like the dictator. Watch any Trump rally, you'll notice something. They start chanting all the time, USA, USA, because it's about America. It's not about one person. No one, how many Trump supporters really go, Hiya Trump, Hail Trump? No, they're like, thank God we have Trump because he's making America great. It's about America. It's not about Trump. It's not.
It just boggles my mind that Obama can say Trump is so bad, but want to take credit for his accomplishments. You know?
Yeah, remember this, folks. Remember this. Remember when Barack Obama was president, what did he use? Forward was, what was Hitler's thing? Forward. We shall only talk of peace when we have won the war. Adolf Hitler said that. And I want you to see if you can guess who said this one. We only talk of civility when we have won the House and Senate. Hillary Clinton. And civility is another word for peace. Yeah, there's a little thing liberals call the thesaurus where, like, it gives you like 5 or 6 different words that mean the same thing. Look it up. Use it. It's amazing. It's amazing. It is. They don't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand. They don't care. So what do I yell at today? What do I preach today? Remember, jobs, not mobs. When we get more House, when we get more House and more Senate. When we get to, you guessed it, you know, when we get reelected, when this stuff happens, I'll tell you what happens. There's going to be a 10% job. There's going to be cuts and everything. We are talking 10% middle class tax cuts for the middle class. He's not. The cuts for the businesses are already working. They're already successful. They're already going in the right direction. Now, if you don't like tax cuts, go to California. They'll match his with an increase. But that's how this world works. I mean, if these refugees that are waving not the American flag, but their country's flag, whether it's Venezuela or Honduras, wherever the heck they come from, if it's Democrats that started it, it's backfiring. It's not helping them. They're not bringing it up. The left is not talking about it. The congressmen and Democrats and senators are not bringing it up because it's backfiring. People don't want these refugees here. I have even friends on the left that are like, what about our own people?
Exactly. I do too. I have clients that are liberal and they're saying the same thing.
That's why, oops, now what do? Because now we can't stop this caravan from coming here and da-da-da, you know. Maybe they can sit there. I'm surprised they haven't tried to stand with Trump on that issue and say, hey, we back Trump with this.
Well, what they're hoping for, this is what either Rush or Sean Hannity was saying, and I can see this. What they're hoping for is that Trump doesn't do anything so they can say to us, Trump supporters, see, he's actually wishy-washy in immigration. He's not going to do anything.
Oh, he's already said he's going to do something.
Yeah, but what? You know, we'll see. This is what they're saying. You know.
Yeah, but that, I mean, these refugees, Lord help them.
They
have to
have a reason. I mean, they have to figure something out.
Yeah, but it's really done. Yeah, but that's like 1%. It's just going in. This place is backfiring for them, but that's nor here nor now, but it's one of those things, the refugees. You know, and no one talks about, hey, let's make their country great. No. No, they don't. You know, that rally last night, it was first at like an 18,000 seat venue and they had like 77,000 RSVP. Then they moved it they said that they could have filled Dallas Stadium. Filled it. Suites and everything. I mean, there's no one going there. I mean, no, you know, they just admit he's doing something right. Just swallow your own damn pride. Maybe you'll get viewership if you're
even
honest.
The Christian people are saying he's like the Grateful Dead. His concerts, his rallies keep getting bigger and bigger.
He is kind of like a god because God's created things, and look at what Trump has done. He was given money from his dad, yes.
But
he made it.
Trump gives all the credit to God.
Yeah, he does. That's what Jerry did. He said, hey, I'm not doing anything. We did this.
Jerry didn't even want the recognition. He just wanted to play
music. He was like, and that's the reason why he was so messed up for a lot of his life, because he was talking like, why do you treat me like, I'm just playing music. I'm not, you know. I mean, Geddy Lee said it one time, it's not a noble pursuit, you know, it's not like we're Justin Timberlake, you know, it's weird seeing fans at a stadium, you know, it's not like, you know, you sit there and, oh my gosh, he's finger banging, you know, I mean, it's like Jerry didn't understand why people thought he was like a god, just because he, let him tape the shows, let him come, let him camp out, let him do this. I mean, he just let them do stuff with limited, how would you say that, like limited regulations, stuff expanded. See, the Grateful Dead is sort of like the government. When you get the government out of it and you have limited regulations, look at what happened. It expanded, expanded, expanded. Then you had a bunch of people that didn't know what the true Grateful Dead was when Touch of Grey came out and the second wave came in, like, oh, let's exploit this. Let's see if we can cash in. Well, let's get nitrous tanks for $70 and get $5 for a balloon and sell them and get 500 balloons out of a tank and make a crap ton of money. And then instead of then going back to your Hyatt Regency and dumping down on your steak dinner, you know, you didn't stay at the scene and kick back. I mean, that's what deadheads did. You know, I may sell some water or beer or shirts, but I'll kick someone down the scene and I'll buy a burrito or whatever. You know, I'll a lady will make me a bracelet and I'll give her like $5 for it. You know, I don't have to give her anything, but it's just, hey, you did this for me, I'm going to do something for you. You know, I mean, it could be, hey, you made me this bracelet, Murray, here you go. I was at last night's show. Here's a miracle. Have a fun time at the show. And you miracle someone with a ticket. And then if you find out they have a ticket, then you go into the show together. But
do a shout out to your cousin Larry.
I'm going to give a shout out to my cousin Larry. Is he live?
No.
Oh, but he's been.
He listens.
Yeah, he does listen. But I'm going to quick get into this because this has kind of been all the rage, and I said I would talk about this. You know, it involves me and my wife. She went to Mars. Just making sure you're all paying attention. My mom would do that all the time. She'd like, when I was just talking, she'd be like, start talking about aliens and stuff just to see if I was paying attention. I'm like, what do you mean about Bigfoot on Mars? What the? Oh, so you are paying attention.
Same thing.
My wife does. I do it to my wife all the time.
No,
but
I do it to you all the time.
I do it to you, too.
Wow.
And you don't ever pay attention, so that's kind of... But anyways, you know, I have my doc, my muscular dystrophy doctor today. I see him once a year or so, sometimes twice, but usually once a year. And I live at the doctor's. So if you're healthy, thank the maker, you know, and I go to the neuroscience center at Goodman Hall, and, you know, so this is my one day off this week. I've been only doing one show recently because I've been working like 6.5 days, and, when you work a 14-hour shift, and you're tired, and you're exhausted, you know, having to do research, and the midterms is like a Champions League final. It's incredible. I'm a political nut, and it takes a lot to do these shows. So I've been just doing one day a week until I get my schedule back to where I have 2 days off, and I'm not working 120 hours in 2 weeks. But I went and saw my doctor this morning, and of course he's running behind, and you know, it's an hour away. So I have to get up at 7 and then leave here by 8:15 and get there like, then find a spot in the parking garage, and then go over to Newman Hall, and I saw him. And basically, this is a little fun fact. Not many people know, because I actually had to explain to people when I would post my link, well, how do I listen to you? I'm like, well, the link that says, like, I'm live, if you click on that, it comes up, and you will hear me live, or once it's been digitally mastered, it'll be available for replay, usually like an hour after the show. And you can listen to any of them.
How many times did you have to explain that to me? A while. Yeah.
But I went back and I found one I did when I only did half an hour conversations, and I lost it because it had my brother on there, and he called into the program. We were talking about when you could smoke in department stores and in the mall, and, you know, back in the day. And they had ashtrays at the end of the aisles at Meijer. And I remember when we used to go into the break room in McDonald's in the basement and smoke. But I did some of my myopathy, but I deal with the myopathy. And the best way I can explain what they know about me and what I have is if you lift weights and you work out and your whole body's, oh, my pecs, my legs, my calves, my shoulders, and every part of my body is sore and hurting, then take an Ambien, a sleeping pill, and try to stay awake and try to function. And that's what I deal with. And I'm in excruciating pain all the time. I'm severely fatigued, and working and doing makes it worse. And I see him once a year, and it's basically what we've come down to the conclusion, which we kind of last year and this year, that I have what I have. It's not progressing, but it's never going to, it's not getting better, but it's not getting worse. So this, sort of like having a broken arm that it's not really healing, but it's not getting any better. It's not getting worse, but it's not getting better. So you have like a broken arm that's healed 20% of the way, but it's not healing anymore, and it's not getting any worse. So you're stuck with a cast or whatever, you know? So I saw him today, and you know, we both are huge motorsports nuts. The only difference is he has, being a doctor, the money, and he flies to Texas and stuff in different states and goes to some of the Formula One races. And I living like 55 miles away from the World Center of Racing, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, I go there. So, and I've been going to the 500 for many, many years. So, yeah, now it's kind of funny. It's kind of sad now because now, see, I have shirts and I can sit there and say, oh, I've stood in line for like probably 70 hours to get autographs. And now they do like NASCAR started to do, where they have, okay, we have like a 2-hour window. Okay, we can hand out 70 tickets and those 70 people get autographs. And it's like, but they hand them out like at 7 o'clock in the morning, which I'm usually, you know, because I guess I had so many people that complained because they would get there at noon for the autograph session and I was in line by 9 o'clock. But I'm usually there for like the driver's autograph sessions and get this guy or that guy that I want that I don't have or, but, you know, he goes to all those, so we talk about that and then get into, okay, how are you doing, what's going on, what medications have you tried and this and that, because I can get any medication due to my disease, but then when it's like they're so highly controlled, well, yeah, you have to sign a contract, and every 3 months, I mean, I was the only person at the pain management clinic that hadn't changed the dosage of my meds, but because of state law and federal law, I had to go from every 6 months to every 3 months, no matter what. And it was just, I mean, you get drug tested randomly. And if you're not within a certain range, which you should be, because this is how much should be in your body because of what you're taking, because what you say, I'm taking 2 a day or 1 a day or whatever, you know, then they can say, hey, sorry. And it's just crazy. But, you know, it's kind of like a monkey on your back that doesn't go away. So it's been one heck of a year. Losing a lady that was like a mother to me, losing my brother. And then, you know, I deal with this. And my wife has fibromyalgia. So, I mean, God works things out because I'm with someone that understands me. And it is kind of hard when you're working like 6.5 days a week. And they show, I mean, I probably spend about 5 hours researching a 1-hour show. And what am I talking about? Finding out is what I'm, you know, is it real? Is it, did it happen? Did it not happen? You know, okay, they say Sonny Bono died. Well, let me look it up. Oh, yeah, well, he's already dead. But just as an example, then you have to look up, is he dead? Is it real? Is it fake? Because I guess that's the biggest thing. Oh, let's just put out that someone died. I mean, they don't say like Maxine Waters died or like Nancy Pelosi died. It's always some really cool person. Happy, you know? Yeah, it's always someone like that you don't want to have go. But I want to get into this. I want to get into this one. This is pretty incredible because Kim Kardashian says that Kanye West supporter of Trump has helped free Alice Johnson. Kim Kardashian says that she believes Alice Marie Johnson would still be in prison if not for her husband Kanye West, who has been a vocal Trump supporter. I do believe that she would still be in prison, Kardashian 38 said on the Alex Baldwin show. I couldn't go on that show. I'd throw up. But anyways, we've spoken about this a few times. Alice always says, if it wasn't for Kanye speaking up in support of Trump, she would still be in jail. Johnson was in prison after being for the first time of a nonviolent drug offense until Trump basically commuted her sentence. But, you know, I mean, you got to understand here how, you know, everyone's going off on Kanye and all these people for being Trump supporters. But, you know, remember all those black people that, I vote for Barack Obama. Well, who's his running mate? John McCain. I'd vote for him because he's black and I'm black. I can't tell you his running mate, but I already voted for him. Oh, turn off the camera. We don't want the world seeing that he didn't know who the running mate was that he voted for. That's what's wrong with this world. Unfortunately, that's what's wrong with this world. These issues, this midterm election. My head is killing me over this because this midterm election is not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about America and bringing America back and keeping our Second Amendment and our Tenth Amendment to keep the government out of our lives. And the Bill of Rights, you know, there's a thing called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. Something they don't teach anymore in school. They don't teach it anymore because they don't want kids to know that, hey, oh, the government's your friend. The government's your friend. It gives you everything. You don't have to work. Don't worry, folks. The government will take care of you. They'll feed you. They'll clothe you. They will be as successful with you as they are with the post office. Oh, wait, that's bankrupt. Yeah, that's why if you do your history, this country didn't want to have a federal bank, a national bank. They didn't want to have a Bank of the United States like every other nation has. Well, how do we give America a bank if they won't? How do we make America get a national bank if they don't want one? How do we shove one down their throats? Gee, let's call it the Federal Reserve. It's not a national bank. It's the Federal Reserve. Hey, they'll like that one. Yeah. You know, it's sort of like that fun little trip they put cows and pigs on so that they don't know they're dying. So that they're not scared, so that the atropine doesn't run through the body so the meat tastes better. Those cows would be doing some mighty backward stepping if they knew where they were headed. So like those chickens. Here's the free food from the farmer, the Purdue chicken farmer. If they knew that if they kept eating that food, eventually they're gonna go to a slaughterhouse. Let me tell you, they wouldn't be accepting that free food. They'd be going out the back door and trying to get the heck out of that chicken coop. These kids today don't think. Oh, well, I'll get $2,000 if I go protest and rally? Sweet. All I gotta do is antagonize a conservative. And then when they interview half those people, well, I actually support vetting people. Well, that rally was against vetting. You want to make sure that people coming into your own house are secure and that they're friendly and they're nice and aren't going to rob you. Well, don't you want that same thing for the nation? Well, sure I do. Well, there you go. Well, sure you do. So you're basically telling me that you're against what you're rallying for. You're against, you want vetting. You're against people, you know, you want vetting for this country. You want to have a travel ban. Here, you're against it. So you're rallying against a travel ban that you are telling me you're basically supporting. These liberals are like buying weed that doesn't get you high. It don't make sense. It's like decaf coffee. It's like drinking something that doesn't wake you up. It don't make sense. The whole point of coffee was to allow you to drink something that made you stay up late and smoke more. That's why you used to be able to smoke at coffee shops. Now they have coffee that won't help you stay awake. They have weed that doesn't get you high, but it kills cancer, so that's a great thing. But some of this stuff don't make sense, like these liberals. You know, it's a lot of these issues in this world are not left or right issues. We're not trying to find the left answer or the right. We're not trying to find the Republican answer or the Democrat answer. We're trying to find the right answer, the best answer. What's going to be best for America? What's going to be best for us? And, you know, people are seeing a president that wants to help them see their country come back. You know, it's like for some reason, I think people are starting to wake up and starting to leave and say, hey, wait a minute here. These people are coming to the border waving their nation's flag. It's not like they're like waving an American flag and like, oh, thank God, we want to be here. We want to help. We want to. I can honestly see if these refugees were coming here with American flag saying, we want to help. We want to actually go through the process to become legal U.S. citizens. We want to put our hand at our heart and we want to do it the right way. I could respect that. Hey, we want to, can we work at the VA hospital? Can we help these American vets? Can we help? Let's do some, we want to give back, you know, like our forefathers, you know, that went through Ellis Island. I could respect at least, hey, they're coming here, but at least they're leaving a crap hole and they want to come to a better place and they're waving our flag and they're wanting to salute and they're wanting to have their hand at the heart. They're wanting to, you know, but why don't we, since, well, here, I got this great idea. I've been thinking about this on the car ride back and forth to Indy. Why don't we have the liberals go to these third world countries and help make, since they don't want to make America great, why don't they help make Honduras great?
That's brilliant.
That's my, I was thinking about that as I was working on writing this show.
Oh my God. You need to give that idea to Trump. Sell it to him. Don't give it to him now. Well, back up a minute, Melissa. Yeah, give it to him. Sell it to him. You need to get a hold of Trump. I swear.
Put that on Twitter. Write him on Twitter.
Tell him that it.
Since
copyrighted.
Copyright. Since liberals don't want to make America great, they can make Honduras great, Mexico great, because they can make any country. North Korea, Russia, is Iran.
Iraq. Syria.
Yeah, Syria.
Turkey.
Turkey, yeah.
Venezuela.
But Greece. But seriously, folks. I mean, that is true.
I'm serious.
We are serious. But here's the thing, though. They don't want to make America great. They don't care about it. They don't. They just want. All they know is, okay. They can't wrap their, for one. They can't sit there and I would have to swallow my pride. And say, well, I hate to admit it, but, you know, that health care plan Obama passed was amazing. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Whoops. Ooh. But I couldn't. It was horrible. Okay, now, what did you want, Melissa? Like a, was like a $100,000 deductible and it was like $7,000 a week or something?
Yeah.
For like no coverage?
Yeah.
It's 100% out of your pocket to the first $100,000, then they pay 90-10, you pay 90, they pay 10. Something, I was just kind of jokingly, but it was bad. But it was like, it was going to be like 600 or something a month for like 700 and like 7,500 deductibles, like ridiculous. But, you know, I've had to put her on mine. But anyways, I would have swallowed my pride and said, hey, I was wrong. The he's brought this country together. The racial divide is even stronger, but it's gotten worse because of Obama. It wasn't better. I couldn't, and if he was doing a great job, I would have said it. Liberals can't. It's just one of those things that people don't, they can't say anything because they have nothing, they can't say anything great. I want to get into this, and this is something that if you got kids, probably don't want to hear this one, but this is good for the family. A suspect, 18-year-old accused in the murder of a Georgia police officer, has been found and shot by cops. He had killed an 18-year-old man wanted in connection with the murder of a Georgia cop was shot and killed by police Monday after they encountered him holding a lawnmower blade in a shed, police said, ending a massive manhunt 2 days after the 30-year-old police officer was murdered. They had credible witnesses and they acted on it, and at least the healing can begin for the family. So it's nice to see that this was taken down, you know, that this has ended, that there is an ending to it. You know, there's this notion that cops are out to like antagonize and hurt people. I mean, there's even legislation being brought up that if I call cops on a black person, kind of like as harassment, it can be considered a hate crime. But I guarantee you, if they call the cops on me to harass me, that's nothing. That's not hate anything. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, it's nice to see there is some justice, you know, but I mean, are there bad cops? Sure there are. There's bad, you know, there's bad pastoral directors. There's bad coaches that do things that they shouldn't do. You know, there's bad cops, but not every cop is bad. And you can't sit there and say, okay, hey, this cop's bad, they're all bad. You know. But it's just one of those things that goes on, that we put a amount of respect because they put their lives on the line every day. And we give them somewhat of freedom and license to handle things. And some get too out of hand. And some have like a control. They're like control freaks. I got about 20-some minutes left, like 22 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. And if you haven't heard, just kidding. If you haven't been on planet, or if you were in like the space station, you know, for a while and you haven't been on planet Earth, yeah, the Mega Millions jackpot is at like $1.6 billion. And if you ever wondered why, this is a jackpot where it's big enough to where you can actually get enough, do a bunch of numbers to get every combination. So you're guaranteed to win. And then add the megaplier to all those, because not only would you get any of the winnings you get if you get like the Powerball number or whatever, you would get all those and you'd get those megaplied, but then you would win the million, like the big jackpot, because I think, I forget, like 300 million tickets is what it would take, because it's like 300 million to one odds of winning the Mega Millions. And I guess this is what they said. The numbers used to be between 1 in 75 and 1 in 15. And then it went from 1 in 70 to 1 in 25. And they doubled the price of it because I guess they said since the 80s, lottery sales have been going down. No one's buying them. So they've increased the chances of winning. They've made it harder to win the Mega Millions, so that these jackpots get bigger and bigger, hoping that they would get mass amounts of people. I mean, whenever they've had like a $700 million jackpot, I've bought tickets. I've never stood in line. And if I have, it's not to buy a Mega Millions ticket or a Powerball ticket. It's just because, well, let me see here. I thought that was cool. Menthol 100 mild hard pack. I thought that was $4. No, ma'am, those are $5. It's the basics that are the four. No, you're signed here, and then they argue about the price of a pack of cigarettes for 45. I've never been in line for like 50 minutes like they show on these TV shows on the news to try to buy a ticket. I usually just go up and, yeah, give me a quick pick. This time I actually picked my own numbers because they say it's better. So I looked at the last 25 and guessed from there and just kind of, if I match one number, I'd be happy. I'm lucky if I match one number, but hey. But what they're saying with this is that a lot of the money really doesn't go to where it says it goes. Like a lot of the money, they'll try to get money from the lottery to help the education. So they take the money that's supposed to go to education and they put it somewhere else, hoping that the lottery, the money from it will go to the, so it's not like they take this money that they get for education and use it for education and then get lottery funds and have extra money to help the, so, which is kind of sad, you know, because like a lot of this money is not necessarily going where they claim it's supposed to go, so. But yeah, I just, yeah, it's like you're more likely, what was it? Like you're more likely to get, I'm trying to find what it was, because like the odds are so ridiculously high that you're more likely to get like, oh, I forget. It was like, yeah, you're more likely to be killed 3 times by a vending machine. Your odds are 1 in 300 million.
And yet you get people like you who go buy lottery tickets.
I just buy one, and only when it's this big. I'm not buying them all. One of my friends, Dawn, she has like a set number, and she plays like the Powerball, these numbers. She goes, eventually these numbers are going to hit. They have to. And I'm like, there's 300 million to one chance or whatever for the Mega Millions. You'd have to play, you'd have to have, I don't know. But this is one of those where you could actually figure out every number combination and play all those and you would win. And you would be able to pay off that and have a couple million left. But yeah, I got about 16 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that you're a part of. You know, it's just one of those days where I get a day off and I'm running around more than I do when I'm working. Hey, it's job security. I can't complain. Can't complain when Trump gives you work. Trump gives you work, you just have a, just no one really wants to actually work. That's the problem. It's hard to get people that actually want to do anything. You know, people just want to kind of take it easy and just, a lot of people just want to have a set job. And that's what's hard. Like a lot of careers out there, okay, they, like in a hospital, you can't say, unless you're at some union thing where this is when you come in, this is when you leave, that most places, okay, we might need you to come in early. We might need you to stay late. Who knows? Whatever. You know, there's no set time. This is when you will approximately come in. This is when you approximately leave. But we may find, hey, we're going to have, you know, they may say, hey, guess what? A plane went down. We're going to have, we need all hands on deck. You have to be there. You know, so, and a lot of people in this day and age, they want to know that they're coming in at 9 o'clock and leaving at 5. Working 9 to 5. That's it. And that's the problem. I mean, because I have tons of people that come to where I work, and they're like, well, no, the rule says here, if you look, Indiana Code 6, for, you know, Indiana Code 6, Section 2, subsection B, line 3, it says here that I'm guaranteed every 8-hour shift, a 15-minute break, and a half-an-hour break. I'm like,
wow, it doesn't say that.
And I say, wait a minute. It may say that in the book. If your alarm's going off and you're a CNA, you got to run to that room because you don't know. Because there was a lady that she was on her break that she gets, and the alarm went off, and she didn't go check on the person, and they ended up outside and were locked out of the facility when it was like 19 degrees or something for like a half an hour. And that lady, it wasn't at my work. It was at another facility somewhere. It was somewhere in the U.S. or whatever. We studied about this. And she lost her ability to be a CNA, work in the home care field, all that stuff. So, you know, that's why, I mean, there's many times where I take a shortened break because I have to, okay, I have to do this. It involves a resident or someone, you know, it involves someone that can't do for themselves and I have to be there. But then I take a break in another way, you know, I mean, you know, whatever. You know, when I'm done with that.
You'll go hide in the bathroom.
Well, you could do that. But, like, you'll just come back and take, and they say, well, what do you, man, that was a long hour break. I'm like, well, actually, I took, like, 15 minutes, and then this person needed this, and I ran here and ran there and ran there. So. But. This is, I guess, why Glam don't party too much anymore. Dozens hurt in a floor collapse at an apartment party near Clemson University. That's crazy. They're like at this party.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, and this is probably one of those. I had a friend that lived on like a second floor, I think it was, and they don't even allow water bed. He was like a fish tank nut. I mean, he had like saltwater tanks, like 500-gallon tanks and all this stuff. And he had sea anemones and all these really expensive stuff. He had like, and when they found out about it, he goes, you realize that you're not even allowed a water bed on a second floor apartment, let alone a first floor. You have like 5 times the water of a water bed.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't believe that, like, they were surprised it didn't just collapse into the place below. It was like way above what they exceeded for the limits and all this stuff, and it was just nuts. They say no one was actually injured. I mean, seriously hurt. There were injuries, but no one got like hurt, which is great for. I mean, they're probably like, "What the hell, man? This Molly's really messing me up, man. Like the floor just collapsed. What the heck, dude?" Well, that's because it did. It's not the drug. The floor actually collapsed, buddy. Oh, those were the days. Man, the things I could, the fun I could tell you about the apartments.
You tell.
The things I could tell you about the parties, if I can remember them.
Oh, you can. It's conversations yesterday you can't remember. Tour 15 years ago,
I'm talking parties, not tour. Okay, tours. Oh, yeah, we've had fun. I had fun on tour. It was fun. You know.
Let's talk about Premier League. Whose team won? Whose team didn't?
Oh, I want to get into this one because I want to move on to the Premier League action because there are people that are saying Jose out and Wenger in. And they actually have a valid point. At least you would have a manager that would be a attacking manager that would at least try to score. We played Juventus in the Champions League today at home. One goal. We had 2 shots on goal the whole game. Juventus scored 1 goal. And everyone's like, well, at least we didn't have at least it wasn't a 5-0 romp. Well, you know what it means when they score 1 goal? All it takes is 1 attempt at the goal, and it flicks off of a finger or something and goes in. He didn't make 1 substitution. Why did he have Fred on the? Why did we pay £50 million for Fred if he's not going to be played and he's sitting on the bench? It's like Mourinho doesn't care. It's like, let me see how I can. I honestly think he's like, well, let me see. I'm gonna ensure we lose 2 games. Then I'm gonna dominate a game so that they keep me again. Then I'm gonna see how long I can win 1 game, lose 2, win 1 game, lose 2. That way,
that's consistent.
When you're in the relegation zone in June,
hey, Mourinho is the best manager ever.
Okay, no, that's Alex Ferguson. Alex Ferguson is the greatest manager.
How did Everton do this?
They won.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my wife's an Everton fan, so she always has to give me crap. But anyways, I mean, that's all, like, is he honestly saying, okay, well, this is what we're going to do, folks. So what we're going to do here with the Premier League, okay? We're going to spend £50 million on Fred, but not play him. Let's get McTominay, but not play, you know. And no, let's just play these. Let's not bring anybody into the game. Let's not make one substitution.
Yep.
We're not playing right. We suck. I mean, does he think he's going to leave the club and he's just like, well, I'm just going to tank the club? Because he said, initially, I'm going to leave the club off better than it was given to me. I mean, he should be tanked. What are they waiting for?
Oh, no, he's the best ever.
Oh, no.
You guys didn't want him gone there for a while? You didn't want him gone?
I wanted to give him a chance, and I have given him a chance, and he sucks. What did I say in the beginning? I didn't want him. Before he came here, did I want him?
Two games, you'll say keeping.
No, I won't. I don't want him. What has he done for us? We're in 10th place. Nothing.
I don't even think you're in 10th. I think you're past 10th.
I wanted him. I didn't want him to begin with because what happened when he left Chelsea? He was sacked mid-season because he was, and I'm like, well, that's the that Chelsea-type team is going to come to United. He's not going to, yeah, he's been successful. The only thing a lot of us were holding our heads up to is, guess what? He's always gotten the title in the second year. We held on. At least we'll get that much. And we didn't. And I'm like, I was hoping to be that person that I didn't want him, but look at what he's done. He's turned the club around. We're very successful. You know, we had a runners up in the Champions League. We made it to the final. We've got Confederations Cup. We've got a Premier League, you know? We got an FA Cup. We got a Community Shield. We got lots of hardware out of it. And I can tell you, hey, I didn't want him, but hey, I was wrong. He turned the club around. Thank you. But he hasn't. You listen to the United States match reactions, everyone's like, this is freaking shite, mate. It's bloody hell in there. They're not doing anything. It's like no one knows what the other one's doing. It's like they don't. It's like, do they not care? Is Mourinho telling everyone something totally different and he's doing what he's told, which is he's wondering why he's not doing what he's doing? I don't know. It's like,
what do they call that? Rating or ranked or whatever. Like they're in first place, second place.
You're, it's the table. What place you're on the table? Are you fifth in the table, fourth in the table? But it's one of those things that, you know, he parked the bus. And Jose parks the bus. And another game blown. And another game blown. Jose parks the bus. Hey, it was a crappy game. Jose parked the bus. I don't know.
Everton is 8. And guess who's below him?
United. We're like 11th or 10th.
10th.
But it's just, I mean,
that's what they get. No, I said they ain't going to be good because they got rid of Rooney. And they haven't been. They got rid of my man Rooney, and they can pay for it.
No, it's the damn Glazers that won't do anything, won't make any adjustments, won't.
No, honey, just a minute.
No.
They need to get rid of Rooney. I mean, they shouldn't have gotten rid of Rooney.
No.
Whatever.
Well, I've got about 4 minutes left in the program, but it's just it's bloody. Like, where do we go? Because I don't, until it's mathematically impossible to be in the Champions League, I don't think they'll get rid of Mourinho. I don't know what it will take.
I don't know either. All kidding aside, I don't know. What
I don't know. Take. I don't know if he's just like well, if he, because there was talk that he's wanting to stay at United and hopefully this season continues. I don't, if what he said at his press conference about, like, this is my home and I hope to stay here for a long time and da da da, and why did he park the bus? I don't get it. I don't know what.
I don't think the players want him.
I wonder if he had a sex change a long time ago and if he's actually born a woman, because we can't understand him. We can't figure him out. That's a woman. You can't understand him. We can't figure him out.
Right.
Huh?
That wasn't even right or funny.
Jeff Foxworthy said it and everyone laughed on stage. I say it and it's racist or sexist or whatever the case. Oh, I'm a conservative, so I'm all that. I'm a Hitler loving racist, sexist, whatever you want to call me. You can call me, I don't care. You can call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner. Make sure it's gluten free and vegetarian. But you know, but it's kind of a joke. But I mean, we can't understand. We can't figure them out. Some guys you can't figure out. Because isn't there that, wasn't it a guy you said that was getting a sex change and wanted to be a dog?
Yes.
So he's like trans species or whatever?
No, it was a woman going to a man who wants to be a dog.
I can't wait to see where they get the tail from.
It's a dildo.
Oh, I thought they would just cut off his thing and sew it on in the back.
No, it's a woman wanting to be a man. She doesn't have a thing. She's a dildo. She has a dildo with a lace sex thing, dildo coming out of it as a tail. And I know too much about it. I shouldn't watch a stupid video.
That's what you get for watching that junk. See, I watch wholesome television like the United States, where we try to figure out what Jose is doing and why he's ruining the team, why he's basically pissing on the club and the history and all the players. Okay, I'm just going to park the bus. You know, it's the greatest way to waste 90 minutes. Try to score really fast and then screw around on the pitch and hopefully we win. That BR football, that is the great, that is the best. Was, if you haven't seen it, go to BR Football on YouTube and look up like the little skits where they have like the 4-minute cartoons where all the players from all the top teams and managers are under one roof. They're hilarious. And especially if you're a United fan, the second one they did was, second or third episode was on Mourinho and parking the bus. It's a game. I watch that and I still piss my pants. But it's just, I mean, something's got to give, you know. I was hoping he would dominate with United and I'd be proven wrong, but he is tanking the team. He's pissing on the history, pissing on the legacy of the club, and it's got to stop. I want to thank you so much for tuning in with about 60 seconds left to the program that you're a part of. And you know, you see all these people with, you know, breast cancer awareness, all this crap, but you don't hear too much about myopathies. And now that Jerry Lewis is gone and the telethon basically doesn't happen really, you don't hear much about the MDA, but keep us in your thoughts and prayers. And, you know, and if you know anyone that needs help, I run a support group. And that's another full-time job, but I do it because, not because I get paid, but because the satisfaction of just being able to be there for someone else and let them know that, hey, you're not alone. You're in this with someone else, and we're all going through this together. And remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday or this coming Thursday, sorry, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.